Welcome to Pilgrim Talk. So today, Pilgrim Talk is coming to you from the land of Myanmar, the city of Yong'an. And I'm here today with my friend Runlian in his Bible college, which is also an orphanage, which is also his home. And I just thought it would be good to take the opportunity to ask him what it's like to be a Christian in Myanmar today. So Runlian, what can you tell us about being a Christian in this country today?
Being a Christian in Myanmar is it is very exciting, and it is a blessed to know Jesus Christ as a personal and savior Jesus Christ, and it's also this it's a challenging because Myanmar is a Buddhist dominated country, and we feel that, I also feel that we have great responsibility to tell about Jesus Christ to our friends.
Right. And tell me this now, for yourself personally, how did you come to know Jesus Christ?
I was born in Christian family, but I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior when I was 23 years old. And actually, I am from this one of the tribal group, which is Chin, which is in the northwest of Myanmar. I came from the border of India.
Right, yes. And I believe in times past there was great revival among the Chin people. Is that correct?
Yes, that it was. It was just before I was born, maybe the 1950s.
Right.
And it was continue up to this 1970, something like that.
I see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, so it was great revival.
Right. Yes. I see. And so today, is there still much evidence of Christianity in Chin State?
Very much.
Right.
Very much. Because of revival, the Chin Chin people become Christians. Almost 100% are Christians.
Really?
In Chin State. Yes.
How did that happen?
It was this because of revival, people become this the people this are very much interested in spreading the good news to this our community itself. And these our Chin people goes to their brothers and relatives and tell them, and it's then this we are able to reach all our people because of a revival.
Right. So this is something very special that God was doing at the time. Yes.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Very good. So then, after you were 23 and you became a Christian,
I know
you went to Bible college somewhere. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and since then I was very excited, excited to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Then once I carry one tract full of my bags, and I went to other village, and trying to preach the gospel, and and it was, the bag was very heavy, and it continued for 1 year, and I realized that I should go to Bible college.
Right.
And then I went to India for Bible college.
Yes.
And after that, after I finished my Bible college, and then I came back to Myanmar. Now I live in Rangoon and started ministry.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have this orphanage here.
Yes.
In this building, yeah. And I've met all these children. This, yeah. 25, 26.
Yes.
Of them, and they live here.
Yes.
Like part of your family.
Yes. Yes. Big family.
Big family, indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
And how do you look after all these children?
Oh, it's always a busy day.
Right.
Yeah, it's a busy, and we have this. Our purpose is to give them education so that one day they will have better life, and then to teach them the fear of the Lord, and this so that one day they will become these good followers of Jesus Christ and the church leaders and leaders of our community.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful vision to have. And I see all these children around, and they look so secure and happy. So there's good work going on here. But also, not as if that's not enough, you also have Bible college.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I have been doing Bible college since 2004.
Right.
And this is my vision, to train local ministers.
Right.
For planting churches, for spreading the good news of salvation through my country.
I see.
And ever since I am able to train these almost 100 students, and they are in different parts of Myanmar,
right,
and doing ministry.
Right.
And
wow.
Now this works will continue.
Yes.
Till the Lord Jesus Christ comes.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you have, I know when I was with you, we have seminars there, and there were pastors, church leaders.
Yes.
From different places.
Yes.
So you would be in fellowship with a lot of people, different types of Christians, is that right?
Yes, yes, as much as I can.
Right.
Yes, I am trying to work together with the different ministers from different churches, and I'm trying to have good relationship with them and to strengthen each other, to pray together and to share our visions.
Right.
In that way, I feel that we can be more effective, strengthening each other, cooperating each other.
Right.
So during our seminar, these local pastors, local ministers from different churches came and joined our seminar.
Yes.
And they, all of them are blessed.
Yes. But I notice it seemed that no matter what church they came from, that they were very open to the Holy Spirit working, and very hungry for the touch of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
Yes.
Is that the way it is in Myanmar?
That's true, yes. Actually, denominations and the name of churches are not important.
Right.
Lifting of the name of Jesus Christ is important. And allowing the work of Holy Spirit is important, and to be effective, and spreading the good news is more important.
Right, right.
So far, everybody is hungry for this, the Word of God.
Yes.
And the moving of Holy Spirit, the work of Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, because I could really sense that with the people who are there, and for me, because I just see people that I don't know the background, but I could see everybody wanted to receive from the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
The Holy Spirit helps you to minister the ministers,
right?
And all of them are happy with your preaching, your teaching.
So this ministry of the Holy Spirit, is this what you want to see the students in the Bible college to receive for themselves so they can continue that.
Yes, that's true. That's true. They're here helping them, allowing them to experience the movement and the work of Holy Spirit in their lives.
Right.
And this is the main focus of the Bible College here.
Right, right. Very good.
Yeah.
So tell me now as well, what is your dream and hope for the future in the Bible College and in Myanmar?
Yes, my vision is, my hope is, one day, very soon, churches in different places through Myanmar. So I want to see all. Mm. And at present, this Buddhism is very strong through Myanmar.
Right.
But this is my vision.
Yes.
To reach and to go to different places, villages, and to city.
Right.
And to build the church.
Okay. Right. So I know, Run Lian, that there are people from all kinds of different backgrounds listen to this podcast, Pilgrim Talk.
Yes.
And what I would really like to know from you is, what should we be praying for the church here and for Myanmar and the Bible College?
Yes, there is very important questions.
Right.
You need to pray for revival in Myanmar, so that the whole nation will be, there will be revival for the whole nation. You should know that there are many people who never heard even the name of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
When we go to some area in some village, when we tell them about Jesus Christ, what is Jesus? They think that Jesus is something like cloth or something like that.
Amazing. Wow. You see, in Ireland, we never think that such a thing is possible. We never even think about that.
Yeah.
Because everybody in Ireland, yeah, at least has heard the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
But it's not so here
no,
in
no,
Myanmar.
No, 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 not at all. Many, many, wow, thousands of people are never heard even the name of Jesus Christ.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many people are there in Myanmar?
In Myanmar, approximate population is around 60 million.
60 million?
Yeah. And
wow,
more than 90% are Buddhist.
So great many people,
yeah,
have not heard the name of,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, great, great.
Wow, wow.
So you need to pray for us for revival in Myanmar. And secondly, you can pray for these evangelists and missionaries who are doing ministry in spite of so many difficulties and restrictions.
Right.
And these persecutions here and there.
Yes.
In Myanmar. And then you can pray for these our training program here.
Yes.
And so that this Bible school will grow up and able to train many more these local ministers and send them to different parts of this our country, and so that the tasks that the Lord has given us will be carried out in this way.
Yes. Wow. Well, you know, that's a wonderful prayer project.
Yes.
To put in front of people.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've been here and I've seen a little bit of what you're doing and that.
Yeah.
And what amazes me is how much you're able to accomplish,
yeah,
with so very, very little.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really say I can see that prayer that is put into this country and this school,
yes,
is something that will be heard by the Lord. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, that has been just a little taste of, you know, this thing which many people in Ireland would know nothing at all about.
Yes.
So I hope we've been able to sort of break open the the shells so people can get a little glimpse.
Yes.
And I hope, you know, in the future maybe we can find some way of communicating again.
That's true.
To find out, you know, what things are actually happening on the ground.
Yes.
Well, that's all we've time for today in Pilgrim Talk. Thank you so much for listening. And I do hope that you will remember Run Leanne's suggestion that we should pray for what God is doing in Myanmar. Thank you. Goodbye. God bless you.